107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It is going to be a great time for auditions for Perth County Players. Joining us in studio with all the details on the Panto, we're going to be talking about what a Panto is all about and so much more. We have Kate Beath and Tony Benton here with Perth County Players, so it's a full house this morning. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Jamie.
All right. Let's talk about what Perth County Players, their fall production, what they're up to. And Kate, do I understand you're co-directing this? Is that right?
I am. I'm taking a seat in the production role, stepping off the stage and behind the scenes.
Well, good for you. Awesome. So what's the show for this fall?
So the show is called Spiderella, and it's our first step into a panto. And as far as we know, it is Stratford's first panto. So we're hoping that people want to come out and be a part of history here for Stratford, especially community theater. I'll let Tony describe what a panto is.
Yeah.
He is the Brit here. So I feel like he's the resident expert.
I'm the panto advisor.
Yeah. Yes, let's talk about what a panto or a pantomime is all about for folks not familiar with the genre.
Sure. It's a form of musical comedy, theatrical production created to entertain families. So this is a big family show. So there's usually five key characters, elements that make up a pantomime. It's usually a gender role reversal, good versus evil, slapstick comedy, and it's usually likely derived from a fairy tale or a nursery story. And the big one here is audience participation.
Okay, so I think we got the checklist right there for this upcoming show. Yeah. And pantos have been a long tradition in Britain. They're starting to become more popular. Toronto's had pantos. Yeah. We're starting to see pantos in theaters in southwestern Ontario and that sort of thing. So they are getting more and more popular. So this is called Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy. I love the title. It's a great title.
It's very catchy.
So what's this show in particular all about? Is it kind of self-explanatory in the title, or is there a lot going on here?
It's more of a panto within a panto. So basically, like the main premise is that the villain Maleficent has left the fantasy land of Pantovia, and Spiderella has come in and is kind of collecting all the baddies. So the Wicked Witch, the Big Bad Wolf, to name a few, Captain Hook, like some of those resident fairy tale characters that you know, and is saying, why are you so happy with losing your pantomimes all the time? And sort of corrals them all together to, you know, finally have the baddies win against the goodies. And what you want to know is, do they have a happy ending? And who wins?
Okay, I love it. So, yeah, as you mentioned, it's kind of a panto within a panto, if you will. Yeah, for sure.
The characters are there.
Yeah.
Which makes it fun, right?
All right. So, again, auditions are happening this month, we should say. This is the fall production, but auditions are happening this month.
Yes, we have them the end of this month. So, May 24th, 25th, and 26th. So on the 24th, we have auditions from 7 till 9. On the 25th and 26th, 2:30 till 4 p.m. And that's happening at St. Paul's Anglican Church. So that's 9 Duro Street here in Stratford.
And it's for, there are singing and dancing roles and non-singing and non-dancing roles. Is that fair to say?
Yep, that's correct. And it doesn't matter if you don't know how to sing or you don't know how to dance. We will take anyone who's willing to come on stage, take a risk and have fun, not be afraid to be a ham and like step outside your comfort zone a little bit.
Absolutely. And, you know, like a panto is a great time to come out and audition, right? Because they're very forgiving. The characters are very forgiving. In fact, if you make a mistake and it gets a laugh, it'll probably keep it in the show.
Absolutely.
We never make mistakes, right?
No mistakes on stage here.
And you, both you, Tony, you and Kate, have had long seasons with Perth County Players. For folks coming out for a show, why is it important to have auditions or to have shows like this in terms of the community, to get people out for something like this?
Well, I think there's always like a circle of new people coming out. Because we're not paid actors, we're doing this for fun. There's always like people, they get babies, they have different jobs, they move away. So we're always looking for new blood to come into the group.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you, Kate, this is your first time co-directing.
It is. And you know what? I'm excited to learn from Chris LeBerg, who is a guru in directing and has directed many a show with Perth County Players. So I'm excited to learn from her and meet new people and see things from the other side of the stage.
Yeah, exactly. And we should also mention, it is not just acting. Folks behind the scenes are big with these shows.
Yeah, we always look for people to help out backstage.
Yeah, because it takes an army of volunteers to put on a show like this.
It literally takes a village. So if it's something that's, you've done in your past, or you're looking to get back into it, or you've thought to yourself, am I interested in community theater? Should I try? We always say, just do it. Come out. We're one big happy family. Like Tony said, we're volunteers, and our tagline is community theater for the love of it, and that is very true. Mm-hmm. We all love what we're doing, and it's one happy family having lots of fun.
Okay, it's going to be fun. It's Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy with Perth County Players. It's the fall show, but auditions happening at St. Paul's Anglican Church Friday, May 24th, also Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th. We'll pass along all the details. And again, looking for teenagers and adults, that sort of thing?
Yes, anywhere age 13 and up.
All right. Sounds good, and we'll share all the details. And it's best to make an appointment. Don't just show up. It's best to make an appointment.
Yes, ideally we would like you to make an appointment, because we'll send you some information, including some sides from the script, so you can have an idea of what characters there are and to be prepared. By no means does that have to be memorized. It will just give you an idea of what the roles were like, and that way you can be prepared coming into the audition. But again, just come in and have fun. That's all we're looking for, someone to have fun.
All right. And be a part of a panto. Be a part of, a new tradition, possibly in Stratford.
History in Stratford.
There you go. It's Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy with Perth County Players. PerthCountyPlayers.com is the website for all the details. We'll share it on our socials and with MyStraffordNow.com. Kate Beath and Tony Benton with all of the details. Break a leg, as they say. We look forward to the show.
We do. Thank you very much for having us,
Thanks,
Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.